Hello, everybody. Welcome to week 10 here of KMZA Coaches Shows. I'm Cronin Prophet, alongside here Haddon Hiltgen, head coach, the Nemaha Central Girls, the Thunder. And as we rock into this one again, our Nemaha Central locker room chat is brought to you by Life Care Center and Howe Exceed Coach. Let's talk about the last couple of games here for you. You had the Big East title kind of there on the line against Riley County to try to get it to the three-way tie, but here you finished third in the Big East on your first year. You fell to Riley County 33-32 in overtime, but you were able to bounce back against Olpe on Monday this week, 56. 6:44. Go ahead and tell me about both those games.
Go back to Riley. Really, really tough loss. Both teams played their hearts out, left everything on the floor, and it was a really close game throughout. And Riley made a few plays, and we make a few plays, and it was really just a defensive battle. But some girls made some big shots on both teams, and it was a really competitive basketball game. Very intense. It's what you want with the Big East, league title on the line. And at the end there, we had an unfortunate foul call with less than a second, 22 seconds left. They gave Riley the chance to win it, and she made one of two, and that's kind of how that ended. But I was proud of our girls' effort for going down there. Competing, just hated the way it ended. You'd rather see the girls decide it rather than maybe an official call, but that's what happened. And we moved on to Monday with Olpe. We came out in the first quarter and put 20 on them right away, played really well offensively. Second quarter, we lost our focus a little bit of intensity and let them hang around. And in the third quarter, we revved that back up and played really well. The last about 5 minutes of the third quarter and kind of put the game away.
And you talk about some of the scoring here. Honeyman had 11 points and 7 rebounds against Riley County. Sudbeck, 9 points and 4 rebounds. Honeyman also had a great night against Olpe, an even better night, if you will. 20 points, 7 rebounds. Dollinghouse had 14 points, 3 assists. Holthouse being the spark plug that she usually fills into these games with 5 rebounds and 5 assists. So, hey, you talk about some great scoring here, but also kind of give me some of your wrap-up thoughts here about the first year of the Big East here on the girls' side. A lot of competition, but competition that you will be playing here as you kind of get closer to sub-state. So what can you kind of tell me here, your first thoughts as Big East play gets wrapped up here?
The competition was great. We got to see some really good, players that typically we don't see, which is really fun to prepare for each night. And the competition, with Silver Lake and Riley County, St. Mary's, a lot of girls that can play basketball. They're going to go on and play basketball. So we got to prepare for all that. I think it's great. I think it really helped us prepare for postseason, which is what you want. So I'm just proud of our effort, our girls' adversity. We dealt with some injuries early and kind of bounced back from that. And hopefully we just hit our stride here next week and go into the postseason.
We'll try and take a couple wins here to the postseason with you. You got Concordia on Friday, and then you also have Sabetha to end the season. So what can you tell me on a quick note about these next upcoming opponents for yourself?
We just got to continue to get better as a basketball team, focus on some of our weaknesses, try to improve them, and just become a better basketball team all around. And, just continue to get ready for postseason play, which is what we want. Monday's game versus Sabetha, rivalry game. It doesn't count towards sub-state, so you don't have that, but we'll play for pride and be ready to roll when those two schools, communities get together. It's always a fun one.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. We have one more week to talk here. We'll talk next Wednesday, and by then we'll have some brackets to discuss here for you. The Nemaha Central Girls Locker Room Chat here, again, brought to you by Life Care Center and Howe Exceed, here with head coach Haddon Hiltgen of the Thunder Girls. Coach, thank you for your time.
You bet. Thank you.